Let's talk to Ryan Littlestone. He is a trader and analyst at forexflow.live. Very good morning to you, young Ryan.
Good morning, Nick.
Okay, two thought-provoking slides to whiz through. Let's kick off with the first one, the daily chart, Japanese candlestick, the euro against the US dollar. Is this as clear as the midday sun? What's going on?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is a little bit of consolidation in this pair. And one of the reasons for that is because we're waiting to see what the ECB brings us.
Yeah.
We've got their penultimate meeting of the year this week. You know, the market is already starting to think that rates aren't going to start going up until, you know, the latter part of next year. So we're not really seeing any movement on that. But I think the market perhaps isn't quite looking yet this week at you know, getting that final nail in the coffin for QE for the end of the year. And that's something that I don't think the euro is really taking advantage of or taking note of at the moment. So we could have quite a decent move in the euro if we get further confirmation that QE is ending in December.
Understood. But so as a day trader, obviously you're trying to ignore and block out the macro, the fundamental, okay? Just looking at the picture, okay, which way would you be?
I'll be trusting the levels, as highlighted there. You know, last week I highlighted that 1430 level you can see on your chart there, and we bounced, you know, right on the button. When you're trading intraday or trading on a shorter term basis, these are the levels you want to look at. And when they're tested, you know, you can put a fairly tight trade in and, you know, low risk, and then you get the rewards of a decent bounce. You know, I don't like levels that get tested fairly often in quick succession, because that just suggests the pressure is on them. But when you're in a consolidation phase like this, then you pick to the edges, or you wait for the edges, and that's where you trade. And, you know, if you want to scalp in between the day-to-day stuff, then go ahead. But you've got to, you know, I'm a trader that has one eye on the fundamentals, has one eye on a macro picture, knowing what the ECB's, which way they're leaning. And in this case, you know, We've got some big things coming up. You know, at some point the rate gap is going to close between, you know, people like the BOJ and the ECB and the Fed, who are, you know, way out in front on the hike path.
Yeah.
And when you see these consolidation phases, what I'm looking for is when are we going to get that news where this divergence is going to start closing, because that's going to bring the big trend moves and the new directions.
Understood. Okay, well, let's go on to your second slide. We've got the US dollar against the CAD, a four-hourly chart. Again, that looked like quite a nice channel until it broke, I guess.
Yeah, again, you know, we've had this nice downward trend pattern and this channel that's been respected quite often, and it remains respected even if we break above it. It often comes support, as you can see there. But again, we're in another consolidation phase, you know, between the sort of 128s and 132s. I've highlighted this one this week because this is a trade that there's quite a few of us in our trading room getting on short dollar CAD, because we saw some late expectation coming into the market about the BOC meeting this week, where they're expected to hike. And last week we saw the beginning of the week, you know, the dollar CAD was fairly high, and then it started coming down, particularly into sort of the middle of last week. You know, we were coming down into the 130s from the 131s, and as I say, a few of us were short into that move. And then Friday, you know, there was a few of us sitting here waiting for the inflation report to maybe give us a little bit more margin on our shorts to run into this week, and we got a poor print and it shot all the way back up again. So it's eased off a touch now, but this pair is a very, very volatile pair to trade over things like central bank meetings and indeed data points. But I think that, again, this week we're going to start to see the expectation of this hike creeping in. Hopefully that will give us short some margin. And then we'll look to get out the trade, either if the hike's confirmed before that or afterwards. And if we get any further hawkish message and it drops down, again, to those lower levels highlighted in the chart, that's where we'll look to exit. But of course, the big risk of the trade is that they don't hike at all, and that will catch the market completely on the right foot. And we'll all be pulling our hair out, what's left of it.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that, but there you go. Okay, we ran out of time, Ryan. We'll talk to you same time next week. That's Ryan Littlestone. He's trader and analyst at forexflow.live. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.